Good morning.
Mate, I'm great. And there's a special guest who I'd like to introduce you to. His name is Peter Chico Jones, and he's from the Sunshine Coast Beach Volleyball Association. Good morning, Chico.
Good morning, fellas.
Now, can I just ask you, you're watching the Olympics like everybody else at the moment. It's on in our life. If you're in a sporting mode, you love it all. Now, the slalom canoe? That's pretty exciting. Yeah. But I think apart from slalom canoe, the only other thing people are actively wanting to watch is the beach volleyball at the moment.
Well, I am. A bit biased. I can't say what other people are doing, but yeah.
And it is an exciting sport that, I mean, I love it. I've been involved with you guys now in Mooloolaba with Moobar since we started.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that really is something that a lot of people can play that maybe they think that they can't play.
Yeah, I think that's one of the beautiful things about it. Like, it takes a lot to be really good at it, but it doesn't take much to have a crack and to go out and have some fun. So it's kind of got that broad spectrum kind of appeal and accessibility.
One of the things I love about beach volleyball is that so many sports are quite expensive. You know, you've got to get the right shoes. You've got to get the right car or the engine oil or whatever it is you're into for your sport. Mm. Whereas beach volleyball, well, your shoe thing's covered. Because there's none. And it's rock up and roar and have a crack. And the other thing too is that there's a lot of social sports that people play during the week. And, Jakey, I know you're a mean cricketer.
Yeah.
But there's certain things where as you get older, the body can't cope with anymore. And whereas the beach volleyball is such a great sport because you can chuck yourself around like a mad thing and not get injured.
Yeah, I love it. Because I mean, I used to play a lot of indoor volleyball and you're banging up and down on wood a lot and you kind of get the overused knee injuries and ankle injuries and back injuries and all that kind of stuff. Whereas beach gives you that extra 10, 20, 30 years because the sand absorbs the shock and there's a bit more twisting and turning. But if you fall over, you just get sand in your jocks. Yeah. That's about it.
And I've seen you play volleyball before, Sammy, and there's a lot of falling over. So.
And look, that's intentional because I love an audience. You know how it is. But the other thing too, you're at the beach.
Yeah.
Like what an environment. Like what a place to actually be doing your sport. And worst case scenario, you do get a bit of sand in your crack. You just wander 50 metres down the side and have a swim.
Yeah, and I've said it before, like this part of the world is God's country for beach volleyball. Like this is our winter and it's like you couldn't get better conditions. A bit chilly, but, you know, you're at the beach and we've got this beautiful environment, so let's go out and enjoy it, you know.
Now, hats off to you, brother, too, because you've got kids, littlies, from primary school age all the way through to us geriatrics who are out there on a Moobar night having a smack.
I've got more grey hair than you, mate.
But the fun part is that it is genuinely for everyone and you've got a tournament coming up that we want to talk about because we want to get everybody involved because there are people out there now that will be sitting on the couches going, you know what? I've got to get busy. I've got to get moving. I want to get motivated. I want to get healthy so I can start, you know, not having to worry so much about all this COVID stuff that's going on. I want to get healthy because I've got a few kilos. How do people get involved and what is this tournament all about?
Well, look, essentially, I'll start with what it's about. It's about bringing the community together. There are so many local traders here and so many businesses and groups and all this kind of thing. And we tend to stay in our own little world, you know, do your own thing. And so this is about getting everyone out together, having a good time together on the beaches. And playing a bit of volleyball, whether you're good or you're not, but let's just go and have a crack. So the essence of it is, hey, if you've got a small business, send your workmates down and put the shirt on and, you know, fly the flag for your company and have a bit of fun together and have a bit of fun with other groups and businesses from around the area. So that's kind of the essence of it.
That's clever. So basically it's like an amphitheatre down at Mooloolaba Beach where hundreds of people have been gathering to watch certain nights of the – and I remember there was a couple of weeks ago, I think we had about 200 people down there watching.
Yeah.
So if you're a business on the coast, it's great for a bit of free advertising, you're saying, and laugh.
Yeah, we're there all Sunday. We're there all day Sunday and there's heaps of we're getting free acai bowl samples and free amazing oil samples and all stuff to kind of give out to people who are there having a look. But essentially it's just come and have a bit of fun with your workmates against other workmates and stuff. You could call it a net. We should do a networking thing.
Yeah.
We should do a networking
thing. Well, it's a net. There's a net in the middle.
Sometimes it works.
Unfortunately, I get stuck in it far too often. Cheeks, before we go, I want to ask you, though, a very serious question about attire. Now, you mentioned wearing the shirts down there, and the topic of conversation has come up a lot in the last couple of days regarding the outfits. Is it necessary to wear a Brazilian bum bikini bottom?
No. No, I haven't forced you to wear one.
You haven't, and I've been very grateful. But I actually think you've done that as a community service too.
Thank goodness.
We're all about the community.
But it's a big deal, isn't it? We've seen, obviously, the Qatar competition just recently was a big issue. A political statement was made by the Germans.
Yep.
But now we've got a situation where I think the Norwegian handball beach team have said, no, we're wearing trunks.
Yep.
Does it make a difference? And then the argument then comes up, that the women are comfortable in wearing them. They should be able to wear what they wear because the men don't.
Yeah, volleyball kind of crossed the line back in 2000 where the governing body said, right, there's going to be a minimum height to the side of the breeze for the women, and the shorts had to be, I think it was 15 centimetres above the knee, mm-hmm. you know, sex cells, rah, rah, rah. And they kind of crossed the line, and it kind of, it's relaxed a lot in the beach volleyball world, but at the end of the day, the girls wear what they want to wear and the boys wear what they want to wear. So it's kind of like volleyball's just gone back to a point where it's like, well, whatever you're comfortable with. And yes, there's a uniformness to it. You know, the guys have to wear the singlets as opposed to taking the tops off at these kind of events. But generally, the girls wear them because they generally like to, like that. If there's less places for sand to get in and rub against your skin while you're trying to beat someone from another country, the better, you know, the sand brushes off.
I know, and I'm trying to beat a Latvian. The last thing I want is too much sand in my crack, that's for sure.
You know what? You would actually look great in Top Gun 2.
Stop it.
You shirt Stop off, it. Jeans.
Hello.
Flexing.
Hello.
Yeah.
Look, everyone just keep, hang on. Don't get we've got a responsibility here not to overexcite the people of the Sunshine Coast.
We can make it happen. We can make it happen.
Rolling some oil.
All right, now your fantasies are getting carried away. What's going on here? Chico, my brother, how do people get involved and where do they register?
Yeah, so Sunshine Coast Beach Volleyball has a website called scbv.com.au. The tournament's on August the 8th on Sunday. You can register online. Just go onto the website, go onto the events page of that, pop in your team. We've even opened it up to some people who say, if you haven't got a team, look, we'll find it. Because, you know, within the community, there are groups. And within the communities, there's people who don't have groups.
Yeah.
So we'll bring them together.
Might be new to the coast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so scbv.com.au. Get on there. Sunday week. We'll see you on the sand.
Yeehaw.